After a pro got hired at Auburn, you made a statement saying that three teams coming out of the SEC into the tournament is just simply not where it should be. I just want to get your take on that. Do you disagree with that?
Well, I think, yeah, that's been talked about for the last several years. I think, you know, you look at this year's tournament, you know, Florida gets the number one overall seed and, you know, our second place team, Kentucky, gets an eighth seed. And I think the fourth place team in Tennessee, you know, has a play-in game. And, you know, obviously all three teams had success advancing to at least a Sweet 16. I think you look at, the other teams in our league that had opportunities to go to the NIT, none of them went in as a one seed. So I think the perception of our league, whether you feel like it's warranted or not, as coaches, we have to look at it and self-evaluate and say, yeah, our league needs to get stronger and needs to get better. And, you know, the only thing that I think each of us can do is look within. At least that's what I try to do. And how can we get better? How can we improve our teams and improve the reputation or the standing of our league? And that's what we're trying to do. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, for us last year we played, you know, one of the top five non-conference schedules in the country to try to put ourselves and our league in a position where we can all elevate, you know, the reputation, the status of our league. You know, but as always, what you have to do when you do that is you have to win. That's what it comes down to. When you do that, obviously you improve the overall standing and reputation of your league. You know, in spite of the troubles that we had last year in terms of the results, the win-loss record, you know, we still finished one of the top 100 teams in the country in RPI despite the losses. So I think for us, you know, to do our part, we got to continue to play a competitive, extremely competitive non-conference schedule. I think, you know, what we'll need in our league is for all of the teams to understand how we can help each other and be willing to go out and challenge ourselves. And, you know, like I talked about, you know, with our team a lot, you know, as a coach, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to put ourselves out there because I understand the vision that I have. I understand where we want to take this program and what needs to happen in order for us to be able to do that. We've got to be willing to go out and do that. So I think as a league, we have to be willing to do that. And you can argue, you know, everybody's got their opinion, you know, which league is the best in the country. This league gets six teams in. This league gets four league teams in, a five. And the SEC only deserves two, three, four, whatever. Right now we've got two teams in our league that are playing for a national championship that are in the Final Four. So it's an opportunity for all of us in the league to try to raise the level, the profile individually, and then do that collectively for our league. So, you know, I think that's the goal every coach wants to try to accomplish.
Coach, first with the follow-up, I know you've announced, or it's been announced, that you'll be in the tournament in Kansas City with Iowa State, Arizona State, who are both in the NCAAs this year. Anything else on the next year's schedule?
We're still in the process of putting it together, but you know, you look at some of the games that we played last year, there'll be returns on those games. We just got to finalize details of when and put the rest of the schedule together.
Go back to Wichita, right?
Yeah, we'll go out to Wichita. We'll go to Xavier. UCLA will be coming in here. South Florida will be coming in here. So there's other things that we're trying to put together, you know, just in terms of making it as competitive a schedule as possible for the team that we'll have.
And also, the seniors that you will have next year, Levi, Rodney, how important are those guys in this offseason?
Well, it'll be a critical offseason for those guys. You know, just we talked about this last year. The you know, I felt like it would be critical for our veterans to really be able to step up and make that jump. And, you know, I think it's no secret that we didn't have enough consistency this past season in that regard. So, once again, I think for any team to have the type of success you want, a lot of that's going to be based on the guys that return, that have been through it. You know, we'll have some very talented young guys that will join our program next year. I'm excited about what they bring to the table. But most of the time, it's the veterans, their leadership, their ability to take that next step as players that really make a big difference. So, you know, for our senior class next year, for even for our freshmen, they got a chance, Shannon and Jimmy, they got a chance to play. an awful lot this year in game experience. What type of improvements will they make? What type of work will they put in the offseason to take that next step as players? You know, we were fortunate to have two guys in our program, and Ricky Tarrant and Mike Kessens, that got a chance to practice every day to learn the system and what the way we want to play. You know, and those guys obviously had great careers at their former school, so their ability to come in and impact our program next year, they, you know, those will be veteran guys because they've been through it for a year in terms of learning the system and whatnot. And then, you know, obviously, as we mentioned, adding some more pieces to the team. So, yeah, I think all that plays in together.
Coach, last night you talked about not being a preacher, but you had a couple of good sound bites, and we didn't really get that. Could you elaborate a little bit on the promised land and turning the water into wine?
Yes, you're going to make me a preacher, huh?
Yeah.
No, my message, you know, last night was more of, you know, just with what we, you know, going into my sixth year here, you know, the vision for us is to put this program in a position where we are a consistent participant in the postseason in the NCAA tournament, to put ourselves in a position where we can play for championships. And in order to do that, obviously, you know, whatever it was, you know, when I was at Florida as an assistant, you know, you consistently had 5 to 6 teams in this league that were in the NCAA tournament. If you went 9-7 in the SEC, you had a great chance of getting in the NCAA tournament. You know, and obviously the landscape has changed. I think you can look at the last 3 or 4 years, two of the last 4 years, I guess. You know, we won 12 games in this league and went to the NIT. You know, you look at a Tennessee team a couple of years ago that I think won 12 games or maybe 13 games and went to the NIT, Georgia this past year. So I think it's you look at the landscape has changed. So for us to be able to do the things that we want to do as a program, who we elect to play in the non-conference and being able to go win those games, will create those opportunities for us to play for those championships to get to the postseason. But in order to do that, you know, we're facing really good teams. You know, you look at, we opened the season up on a neutral site against an Oklahoma team that turned out to be a really good team. You know, we played a team in Wichita State that went undefeated this year. You know, we were right there, maybe a rebound or a possession away from maybe having a different outcome. Same thing with the Xavier team that went to the NCAA tournament, going out at UCLA and, you know, with 1 minute to go in the game, it's a one possession game. You know, so, you know, we've had opportunities all throughout, you know, but sometimes what happens is when you don't get those results that you want, when you're dealing with 18 to 22 year olds, you can kind of lose confidence, you can lose focus a little bit. Maybe that happened to us, but I'm not afraid to go out and challenge our team to go out and play those games, because I understand in order for us to get where we want, where everybody expects our program to be, we have to be willing to do that. So my comment last night was more in terms of not being afraid to face those giants in order to get to where we want to get to. That we've got to be willing to do that. And then we've got to be consistent in terms of our approach to what we're doing and the way we're doing it, and really not worry about the distractions or the sideshow that goes along with being where we are. You know, we can't control that. We gotta stay focused on the task at hand. And that was the comment in terms of carrying the water until the water turns to wine. So, you know, as a coach, I'm pretty comfortable and confident in terms of who I am, why I do what I do, my vision for where I want our program to be. So, you know, that's all I can control. I can't control anything else. So the rest of it, you know, it's just noise. So we're going to stay focused on what we've got to do to get the program where it needs to be.